Former Mets players predict walk-off win over human Xanax Joe Biden. By Kevin Shola on November 2, 2020. Two of the most memorable postseason home runs in New York Mets history came off the bats of Lenny Dykstra and Todd Pratt, respectively. Dykstra walked off the Houston Astros in Game 3 of the 1986 NLCS with a dramatic two-run blast off of Dave Smith. New York went on to win that series and eventually a world championship. In 1999, Todd Pratt played the role of walk-off hero when he stunned the Arizona Diamondbacks in the 10th inning of Game 4 of the NLDS. Facing Matt Manti, the Mets' backup catcher drove a shot to dead center field. Arizona's Steve Finley, a Gold Glover, made a noble attempt at robbing Pratt. But the ball cleared the wall, the apple went up, and the Mets clinched the series. Both the Dykstra dinger and the Pratt bomb sent the Shea Stadium faithful into a frenzy. Now, in 2020, Dykstra and Pratt are both hoping for another kind of walk-off. One that will have the entire country cheering. Unlike many of today's current players, Dykstra and Pratt have both been vocal supporters of President Trump. The two former Mets have been doing their part to keep the MAGA momentum rolling. On social media and in their everyday lives, Dykstra and Pratt have been working to get Trump re-elected. They join countless other former players like Herschel Walker, Brett Favre, and Bobby Orr in their fearless backing of the Commander-in-Chief. But, while these ex-pros are stepping up, most active athletes remain silent at best. I'm sure there are numerous Republican athletes. But times are so different now and they might not want to express their views due to their jobs, Pratt told Breitbart Sports. I completely understand. I just am not one of them. If I was playing now, I would still be vocal on my views as the First Amendment allows it. The man known as Nails offers a similar sentiment, albeit a bit more, shall we say, colorful. Players are quiet for the same reason they don't play right, Dykstra told Breitbart Sports. They fucking don't get it. The players are better, bigger, and stronger, but they've been pressured and pulled to the left, drinking the Kool-Aid, and I don't get it. Some players are liberal, like Ron Darling. But others just go with the crowd. Joe Biden is the human Xanax. Why they are supporting them, Biden and Kamala Harris, it's on them. Everyone plays soft. Now, they vote soft, too. Neither former Met is a fan of Biden. Growing up as a kid and watching Ronald Reagan is when I started to lean toward the right, Pratt said. I was raised by a mother that loved JFK and is still a Democrat. I believe in America first and it made me even a stronger Republican as I got older and watched and listened to all views. President Trump has Pratt's vote. 45 also has the support of 4. Joe Biden is one step above Hillary Clinton, Dykstra said. He's a hack. Trump's a man. Every time he tries to do something, Democrats fight it and spin it. It's a joke. But he keeps fighting. Dykstra thinks the treatment Trump has received regarding the Chinese coronavirus has been particularly dastardly. What can he do? There's no real solution there, said Dykstra. He loses either way with the media and Democrats. If he keeps people home, they say no one can make a living. If he lets people out, they say he's a virus spreader. This pandemic is not on him. But is Trump winning? Polls continue to suggest otherwise. Of course, things looked good for the Astros and Diamondbacks to a certain point. Not to mention Hillary's 2016 bid, but you play the game until the end. The media is all left, said Dykstra. I'm sure Trump is really up. No way Biden is leading like they say. While current players are silent at best or taking a knee in front of our flag at worst, these ex-Mets are not scared to stand up proudly for our country, our flag, and President Trump. Afraid of who? Asked Pratt. I live my life of freedom and I live in the best country in the world. Many of our Americans gave their lives to allow all of us to speak. Everyone has an opinion and I believe that is every American's right. We can disagree, but to shame America is when I have a problem as the son of a former Marine. Trump is the right man at the right time if you ask these former postseason stars. As for Biden, not so much. Compare them and it's not even close, Dykstra said. Trump is a man. He doesn't change lanes like Biden. Who wouldn't have trouble with this virus? Trump has done better than all other world leaders and he has been great with domestic and foreign policy. Who would you rather be in a foxhole with? A man like Trump or the human Xanax Biden? Trump all the way. So does Trump pull this off? If you listen to these former Mets, you gotta believe in Trump. President Trump has accomplished so much for the United States. and if COVID-19 did not hit, there would be no discussion about if he would win, Pratt said. To have all the negativity from the media even before the election and all the false accusations by the Democrats, it's incredible. I truly believe that many just fall into the media trap instead of researching for themselves. President Trump has a record of doing many things for people he has met throughout his life. It is interesting how many wanted to be on his side before he became our 45th president. I believe that Donald J. Trump will be voted in for a second term as the heartland of America will push him once again to victory. He deserves it. So maybe we are in for an amazing ending. He'll win because the media are dictating the polls, Dykstra said. Trump will take it. Lenny Dykstra and Todd Pratt know a thing or two about fantastic finishes. Come Tuesday, we may just be treated to the walk-off of all walk-offs. New York boys have a knack for these sorts of things. Follow Kevin Sciola on Twitter @KevinSciola.